From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Kyrgyzstan's interim president, Rosa Otunbayeva, says as many as 2,000 people may have been killed so far in the ethnic violence that's gripping the southern part of her country. And she says help is being sent for the victims of those clashes.
We are working together now. We sent so many people from Bishkek. People's diplomacy is in the field.
The United Nations now says some 400,000 people in Kyrgyzstan have been driven from their homes by the ethnic violence. President Obama departs the White House in the next few minutes for a quick trip to Columbus, Ohio. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports the purpose is to highlight what the White House says is a significant milestone for the administration's economic stimulus plan.
A new $25 million road project in downtown Columbus will serve as the stage for President Obama. That road project, which marks number 10,000 for the White House, is funded with federal stimulus dollars. President Obama will be appearing with Democratic Lieutenant Governor Lee Fisher, who's locked in a tight race with former President Bush's budget director, Rob Portman. Just last month, Mr. Obama was in Youngstown. The president's favorable poll ratings in this battleground state have been dropping in recent months. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
The administration is expected to announce within the hour that it's putting eight countries on a fast track to receive assistance in building up their health systems. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports the program is called the Global Health Initiative Plus.
88 countries get U.S. aid for HIV/AIDS, mother and child health, malaria, tuberculosis, and other tropical diseases. But a select group of countries will be getting extra technical and financial assistance to integrate these programs, among them Guatemala, Kenya, Mali, and Rwanda. An administration official told NPR that no country would be excluded, but the U.S. is rapidly scaling up its partnership with these countries, who will kind of be used as laboratories for how to deliver global health assistance more effectively. The lessons learned working with the GHI Plus countries will then be applied in other countries receiving U.S. aid. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
A convicted murderer has been executed by firing squad in Utah, the first time that method of execution has been used in the U.S. in 14 years. Fordham University law professor Deborah Denno says death by firing squad is more humane than by lethal injection.
It's far more difficult than people think. And then there have been countless botches. And the United States Supreme Court had to review the method in 2008.
Utah is the only state that still allows execution by firing squad. Stock prices are generally unchanged so far on this quadruple witching day, as it's called, which marks the simultaneous expiration of different kinds of futures and options contracts. Such days are often marked by volatility in the market. This is NPR News from Washington. The man accused in the failed bombing in New York's Times Square is now facing 10 criminal charges. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports an indictment returned by a federal grand jury added 5 counts to those originally listed in the case against Faisal Shahzad.
Shahzad allegedly parked an SUV packed with crude homemade explosives in Times Square on May 1st. But the bomb never went off, and no one was hurt in the botched attack. Shahzad was arrested 2 days later, trying to flee the U.S. on a commercial flight from New York to Dubai. The indictment says Shahzad conspired with the Pakistani Taliban to wreak death and destruction on Times Square, and that people affiliated with the group trained him in explosives. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Crowds of people, some of whom had lined up before dawn, are checking out the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, a new theme park opening at Universal's Islands of Adventure in Orlando today. Nicole Creston of member station WMFE reports the park features recreations of the Hogwarts Castle and other sites from the popular Harry Potter books.
So far, the immersive nature of the park is a hit with test audiences like Aaron Pine of Orlando.
When I walked up to Hogwarts Castle for the first time, I started to cry. It's so beautiful to see it really there.
Universal's Islands of Adventure theme park is expected to max out its 30,000 guest capacity for this morning's ribbon cutting. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Creston in Orlando.
Spaghetti, you can eat with a spoon. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Campbell's Soup Company recalling 15 million pounds of SpaghettiOs with meatballs because it may have been undercooked. There are no reports so far of anyone getting sick from eating the food. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.